What's up, everybody? What's going on? Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I had a great weekend watching the Cards win, the Blues move on to the next round of the playoffs, and just spending an incredible time with some really amazing friends that were in town. Hope everybody's ready to go out and just crush this week. Let's get started. Today's topic is working from home / working remotely. This is an interesting topic and one that is certain to conjure up some very strong opinions on both sides of the debate. The interesting part for me is I have shifted a bit, very slightly, but a bit from when I was an individual contributor to when I'm a leader now. As an individual contributor, I thought, you know, it was 100%, like, anybody can work remote, it doesn't matter, like, as long as you're getting your job done, that's all that matters. Now, as a leader / manager, I don't think everybody is cut out for working from home. And I also, as a leader, realize the benefit of having people in the same office. So while I do think remote and work from home is great and something that I support and I think people should do, I also think collaboration is really key. And if a company is not mature enough to handle remote employees, then it can actually be really ineffective and you're not able to collaborate on the same level. Now, if the company's matured and ready to roll and allows you to be collaborative with remote employees, it's great. As an individual contributor, I think it's important to know a few things about working from home. One, you need to be twice as responsive as anybody else. Two, you just need to crush it. Even when you're at home, it may be easy to kind of get caught up in what's going on there and TV and pets and all this other stuff, but you have to stay focused and you really have to line out your day as to what you're gonna do. And three, be honest with yourself, because I can tell you right now, I've worked with people that were less effective at home than they were at in the office. If you're less effective at home, find ways to get more effective and equal that effectiveness. So just be honest with yourself. Push forward and just crush it while you're at home. And the responsiveness part is key. If you're not being responsive, people think you aren't working. And so it may seem silly, but if you wait the same amount of time you do when you're in the office that you do at home, it's gonna look like you're doing less at home because people can't actually see you at your desk and in the office and walking around. Now for leaders, it's a little bit different. You actually have to kind of keep an eye on where everybody's at. I think it's really important for people to be able to work from home if they're able to work from home. Not everybody wants to work from home. A lot of people wanna come to the office and have home and work separate, so when they leave work, they're not trying to work. People wanna not mingle those two things. So it's important to know the difference in your people. And this kind of comes back to the whole concept of knowing your people is the best way to lead your people. And that was a few videos back if anybody wants to watch that. The key is knowing who's effective there and who's not. And if somebody's not effective, it's time to call it out. It's time to be straight with them and say like, hey, I need to see more out of you with responsiveness or throughput. When you're from home, and if I don't see that, then I think we need to talk about how we deal with it. That's an important discussion to have. It's not an easy one, but it's also on you to be open to it. Like, there's a lot of companies that I know of that I work for. I know a lot of leaders that, are not thrilled about work from home. They feel like everybody should be in the office, and that's fine. I do think that collaboration in person is really important. With that being said, that's just not where we're going. We're becoming more of a distributed workforce. I think the sooner you embrace that and learn to manage to that style and also how to help people grow in that kind of setup, it is really important because that's where, especially in the tech sector, I think a lot of things are going. The last thing I want to say to leaders is make sure that new people, you set them up to be successful. I don't think it's a good idea to start somebody remote on day one. It's important to get them in the office, meet with their people, kind of start that connection, connect as on a personal level, not just a digital level, of who you are, where you're going, what drives you. And I think that's important for you as a leader and for their team. So just make sure you make the effort to bring them in the office and do it on regular intervals. Say like, hey, every month I want you in the office for 3 days, or every other month I want you in the office for 5 days, or whatever works for your company and your budget. The important thing is you're making sure they're connecting on an individual level in person in some manner. This is an interesting topic and I'm always up for more information. So if you have any thoughts, any ideas, any feedback to any of this, I'm open to it. I have not, like, this is what it is and I know for sure this is the best. It's just what I've learned through my years as a developer and now a leader. So for individual contributors, just go out and crush it every day, whether you're at work or at home. And leaders, give them the freedom to do it at work or at home as long as they're delivering. Like, that's the key. With that, I hope everybody has a fantastic day. Hope you go out and crush this week and just enjoy your time, be in the moment and just live. Take care of yourself, take care of those around you, take care of your people, and remember, you can always build people up, tear people down. Always choose to build people up every single time. Take care, everybody.